Pedestrian traffic and recreational vehicles. Pedestrians. Traffic rules apply to pedestrians as well as motorists. Some special rules for pedestrians are listed below. Remember, joggers are considered pedestrians and must also obey these rules. Obey traffic signals. Walk in the crosswalks. Do not start to cross the roadway on a flashing "Don't walk" signal. If you are already in the intersection, move to the other side at a normal pace. If you cross a road where there is no crosswalk, you must yield the right-of-way to all vehicles on the roadway. Do not cross intersections diagonally unless an official traffic control device says you may. Walk facing traffic. Use sidewalks when you can. If there are no sidewalks, get as far off the road as possible. You have the right-of-way only in crosswalks. Yield to vehicles anyplace else. Use your common sense. Yield if there is any danger. When you walk at night, walk facing traffic and wear light or white clothing. Make sure drivers can see you. You are not allowed to stand on the traveled portion of the street or highway for the purpose of hitchhiking. Drivers must always be on the lookout for pedestrians. Be alert for children at play. For instance, a ball rolling onto the street tells you a child might be chasing it. Your reactions might save a life. Recreational vehicles. Bicycles and motorized bicycles. Traffic laws apply to everyone, whether you are driving a car, truck, motorcycle, bicycle, or motorized bicycle. You must always obey the same basic rules of the road. A motorized bicycle is a two- or three-wheeled vehicle no more than 32 inches wide. It must also have 1. Foot pedals or footrests. 2. Maximum piston or rotor displacement of 49.98 cc, 3.05 cubic inches, enabling a speed not to exceed 30 miles per hour on a level surface. 3. An automatic drive system not requiring the use of a clutch. To operate a motorized bicycle, you must be at least 14 years of age or older and have in your immediate possession a valid operator's license, motorized bicycle permit, operator permit, temporary permit, instruction permit, or motorcycle permit. Rules and guidelines. Obey all traffic laws. Ride not more than two abreast. Single file is safest. Keep to the right side of the roadway. Give pedestrians the right of way. Use hand signals before turning and stopping. See page 16. Do not carry more people on a bicycle or motorized bicycle than it was designed to carry. All bicycles and motorized bicycles must be equipped with a brake. If under 18, an approved safety helmet is required to operate a motorized bicycle. A good practice is to wear a safety helmet when riding a bicycle and motorized bicycle, regardless of age. It is a good idea to wear brightly colored clothing to increase your visibility in traffic. Only carry a package or bundle if it allows you to keep at least one hand on the handlebar. Do not hold on to other moving vehicles for the purpose of being towed. At night, all bicycles must be equipped with a headlight visible from a distance of 500 feet. The bicycle must also have a red reflector on the rear. If equipped with a taillight, it must be visible for 500 feet to the rear. Off-highway vehicles. The driver of an off-highway vehicle must be in possession of a valid driver's license, permit, or an off-highway vehicle safety certificate issued by the North Dakota Parks and Recreation Department. For complete information on minimum age requirements, call 328-5357 or visit www.parkrec.nd.gov. Off-highway vehicles rules. There are a number of rules regulating the operation of an off-highway vehicle. Here are some of them. Persons under the age of 18 must wear a safety helmet that meets United States Department of Transportation standards. Do not operate an off-highway vehicle on the roadway, shoulder, or inside bank or slope of any road, street, or highway except as provided in Chapter 39-29 of the North Dakota Century Code. Review your owner's manual before operating. Cross streets or highways at an angle of approximately 90 degrees to the direction of the highway and at a place where no obstruction prevents a quick and safe crossing. Come to a complete stop before crossing the shoulder or main traveled roadway. You must yield the right-of-way to all roadway traffic. When crossing a divided highway, cross only at an intersection of the highway with another street or highway. Except in emergencies, you may not operate within the right-of-way of any controlled access highway. A person who is performing pest control or survey work for a political subdivision may operate an off-highway vehicle on the bottom, back slope, inside slope, and shoulder of a highway other than a controlled access highway. A licensed driver may operate a registered off-highway vehicle on a gravel, dirt, or loose surface roadway. On a paved highway designated and posted at a speed not exceeding 55 mph. A licensed driver over 16 years of age may operate a registered Class 3 off-highway vehicle on a paved highway designated and posted at a speed not exceeding 65 mph. All off-highway vehicles operated on paved highways or gravel, dirt, or loose surface roadways must meet the equipment requirements in 39-29 of the North Dakota Century Code. Snowmobiles. In order to operate a snowmobile on a highway right-of-way, you must have in your possession a valid driver's license or a snowmobile safety certificate issued by the North Dakota Parks and Recreation Department. For complete information on minimum age requirements, call 328-5357 or visit www.parkrec.nd.gov. Equipment. Your snowmobile must have a headlight, a taillight, brakes, a leak-proof exhaust system which includes a muffler. Snowmobile rules. There are a number of different rules regulating when and where you can operate a snowmobile. Here are some of them. Persons under the age of 18 must wear a safety helmet that meets the United States Department of Transportation standards. Never operate a snowmobile on the roadway, shoulder, or inside bank of any road in North Dakota. Never operate on the right-of-way of any interstate highway. The right-of-way includes the driving portion of the road, the median, the shoulders, and the ditches on either side. If you operate in any ditch alongside the roadway, move in the same direction as roadway traffic. Never operate on any right-of-way from April 1 to November 1 of any year. If you must cross a roadway, yield the right-of-way to all roadway traffic. Come to a complete stop before reaching the shoulder of the road. Proceed at right angles to the road when it is clear. On a divided highway, cross only at intersections. When required for your safety and that of others, use your headlights and taillights. Never operate while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Do not harass any animals with your snowmobile. You are liable for damages. Never operate where your machine will damage trees and plants. Do not operate on private land without permission. Point system. North Dakota uses a point system to improve safety on the roads. Under the North Dakota point system, each traffic violation is assigned a certain amount of points. The more serious the offense, the higher its point value. After each violation, the corresponding amount of points are added to the driver's record. This normally occurs within 10 days of conviction. When the record reveals a total of 12 or more points, the driver will be informed that the authorities intend to suspend his or her license. The driver will also be notified that he or she may have an administrative hearing. If it is found to be true that the driver in question has 12 or more points, the license will be suspended according to the following table. Table on page 36. Accumulated point total, 12. Period of suspension, 7 days. Accumulated point total, 13 and above. Period of suspension, 7 days for each point over 11. Continuing with the text. The point total can be reduced, 1 point, for every 3-month period during which the driver has not had any points recorded against his or her record. 2, 3 points, if the driver completes an approved driver improvement course, such as a defensive driving course. 3. A person may elect to attend a driver improvement course in lieu of points on the driving record for violations assigned 5 or less points. This option is valid once every 12 months and may not be used in conjunction with item 2 above.